There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back. More Live Saturday Edition continues here, and we'll take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, massive gun civil disobedience. I like the sound of that. Civil disobedience, I think, is a very important thing for activists to keep in their quiver of options. And apparently there's been a record-setting instance of civil disobedience. Mark has the story. He'll be telling us about that. And, of course, you can bring up anything. We've got Skype at username lrn.fm. And that's where we're going to go to start things out this hour with Dalek. ANCAP is online with us here via Skype. Dalek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay, so when I was listening to the Seasetting Institute, and when they were calling in, and they were talking about the medical team and how they were trying to have a little bit of blockade, I thought about there was a Vice documentary on, like, the future of war.
On the what?
On the future of war, basically what happened is that that there was an infirmary that has, like, a medical bay, and they can fix you up and patch you up. It's a Chinese boat that can be mobile. When I was kind of thinking about that, maybe that could happen. It's just, I don't know how to, since maybe most people are kind of come from the U.S. I don't know if it's going to be U.S.-based or European-based. I have no idea.
You're talking about the boat that's being proposed by the folks from the Seasteading Institute that would provide medical services to people, presumably around the world, but it would be primarily based off of some country shore. You're trying to determine which area it will be based?
When I would consider that, because I know that the infirmary that was on the Vice documentary was that it was Chinese. It was a Chinese infirmary. I just don't know if it's going to be, since it would be probably, presumably, European-based or
well, I don't know. They were talking about something off of the coast of California, it sounded like. So I would guess they would put this thing wherever it is the market would demand. I mean, wherever it is that would be most convenient for people to somehow get to would likely be where it'll end up.
Yeah, they've got medical tourism where one can go to, you know, Thailand, or you can go to, a variety of different countries out there. India, I know, has it. What was that advertiser we had?
Asia Run Like Hell Guide?
Yeah, AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. We had advertised with us at one point, and they were talking about taking people to Thailand. There's medical tourism already if people want that. I think what people want is something close to their house that doesn't seem so foreign to them. Oklahoma City has the Oklahoma Surgery Center, and that's really free market if you go to their website.
Is that the one taking Bitcoin?
I believe they are taking Bitcoin, yeah.
Cool.
Very, very innovative stuff going on there. But nothing like that going on in California. So if you can have that, off the coast of San Francisco or Los Angeles, you have an incredible marketplace sitting within a few miles of you, and all you have to do is get them out there for whatever surgery they want.
Exactly.
Dalek, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nothing really much. I'm just kind of concerning maybe it could happen. I mean, just for getting in a hospital outside of, from the States, I think it could happen. It's just a matter of when and if. I already said if. It's just a matter of when.
Basically. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the optimism. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, somebody else who's pretty optimistic, all things considered, Ron Paul, you got to hand it to that guy, having spent so many years in Washington, D.C. He's finally escaped. It's not like, Ron Paul being in D.C. was actually increasing liberty for anyone, but at the very least he was talking about it and bringing people's attention to the ideas of freedom, and he's still doing that as just regular old Ron Paul.
God bless him.
No longer representative Ron Paul. He's writing over at his Ron Paul Institute, as republished by LouRockwell.com. And this is, all I want for Christmas is a real government, says Ron. The political class breathed a sigh of relief on Saturday, that's last Saturday, when the U.S. Senate averted a government shutdown by passing the $1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill.
Yay.
This year's omnibus resembles omnibuses.
Omnibus, yeah, it just really sets my heart at ease when I hear that word. I have no idea what it means, but it just sounds
gigantic.
We at the government have decided to spend more of your money because we're so good at it. Because 200 years of spending up to this point where we've actually never paid off the debt, we've shown it how competent we are.
This isn't just any old bus. This is the omnibus.
Omnibus.
So it resembles omnibuses of Christmas past in that it was drafted in secret, was full of special interest deals, and disguised spending increases, and was voted on before most members could
possibly read it.
All right. The debate over the omnibus may have made for entertaining political theater, but the outcome was never in doubt. Most House and Senate members are so terrified of another government shutdown, they'd rather vote for a 1,774-page bill they've not read than risk even a 1 or 2 day government shutdown.
Right. They call this the do-nothing Congress because, Congress gets nothing done. Thank God! I mean, what do you expect a group of lawyers with nearly unlimited power to do that's good?
I have no expectations besides the fact that they'll just continue to destroy people's freedom.
I think it's fascinating that people in the United States, and this is true around the world, but I mean this is largely in a U.S.-based show, that they use the term politician as synonymous with thief and liar, but that they somehow expect the government to do good for them. I mean, what kind of backwards thinking is that?
There's just not much thinking involved there, Mark, I don't think.
Yeah, it's faith. You were told for 13 years while you were in government school that the government does good stuff. Yeah, it's sausage-making process, but, it's ugly when they do it. But, it's all in all, it's pretty good. No, it's not. It's pretty bad.
The political class's shutdown phobia is particularly puzzling, says Ron Paul, because a shutdown only closes 20% of the federal government. As the American
it
people...
It just sounds bad.
Yeah, as the American people learn... Well, sounds good to me, but from the politician's perspective, they don't want to be painted with responsibility for the shutdown.
They'd hate to be looked as lazy.
As the American people learned during the government shutdown of 2013, the country can survive with 20% less government. Instead of panicking over a limited shutdown, a true pro-liberty Congress would be eagerly drawing up plans to permanently close most of the federal government, starting with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve's inflation...
He does hate the Federal Reserve.
It's a big problem.
No, it is a huge problem. I think it's problem number one, but it's difficult to explain to people. When the government... monopolies tend to provide poor service, have bad innovation, and why in the world would you want to give the government a monopoly on money? I mean, money is just a medium of exchange. Can't people compete against the government when it comes to money?
No. No, they can't. Bernard von Nothaus was sentenced to 3 years probation for supposedly, they call it counterfeiting. They claim he was counterfeiting U.S. currency when, in point of fact, he was creating his own original currency
made of
the
silver.
Liberty dollar.
Yeah, made of silver, right. Something of value as opposed to paper and pot metal like our money is made of. And I just want to know, if you're out there in radio land listening to me and you have a reason why the U.S. government needs, and basically, since the U.S. government is tied to the petrodollar, the most business is done in U.S. dollars. It basically has a monopoly on world markets in the U.S. dollar. Tell me why I benefit from this, why this is good, why I should not want competition in the area of money. And if you can't, then why in the world would you support the Federal Reserve and the United States government handing over their money-making power to a group of unaccountable bankers?
Well, I wouldn't support it if the Federal Reserve were shut down and the government then took control of all of the money aspects. I mean, that would really be an improvement.
I don't think monopolies are a good idea generally. People, rarely is the marketplace served well by a monopoly.
I
can tell you who's served well by monopolies, the people who have the monopoly.
Shut it down and replace it with nothing. Let the market decide what the money should be. Going on with the story from LouRockwell.com and Ron Paul, the Federal Reserve's inflationary policies not only degrade the average American standard of living, they also allow Congress to run up huge deficits. Not to mention that, and he doesn't mention it here, but the Federal Reserve also empowers the government to expand beyond its ability to directly tax, meaning that when they print money up, they can just use that to grow the government without actually having to raise the supposed tax rate. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You may share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial toll free here to bring up anything that you like. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come tonight. Of course, you can call in about anything you'd like to discuss. On the way, Mark will tell us about massive gun civil disobedience.
Yeah, I was going out to deal with my outdoor wood boiler today, and the snow was crunching under my feet, and I thought, it sure is going to be nice to head off to Acapulco at the end of February. I'm going for Anarchapulco. It's an event put on by Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante, and he's building Acapulco as the new Liberty destination. And I want to see for myself. I figure Anarchapulco is an event, and it's at the perfect time to go take a look. Speakers, of course, are going to include, obviously, Jeff Berwick and Angel Clark, who she moved there recently. But Roger Ver will be there. He's a guy known as Bitcoin Jesus. Cody Wilson, the creator of the Liberator, that printable plastic gun that we got so much news about last year. Nima V, the Liberty rap artist. Objectivist Girl, obviously, talking about objectivism. Luke Rudkowski, who is a Liberty-oriented journalist. And Dana Martin, expert in unschooling, specific type of homeschooling called unschooling. Ernie Hancock, the creator of Freedom's Phoenix, and a whole bunch more. So what more reason do you need to go to Acapulco in February? It's going to be awesome. Hotels are very reasonably priced this time of year. Tickets are less than $100 if you register by Christmas. There are going to be workshops all week, but the action really heats up on the weekend. February the 27th through March the 1st is the main event, but of course there's the workshops earlier in the week. I'm very interested in the unschooling stuff that might be going on. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to that event. Depends on how ticketing goes for my wife and I. But go take a look at the schedule and see what works for you. It's anarchapulco.com, and it's a new Liberty destination. Let me repeat it for you nice and slow so you can type it out. And Google will find it for you, too. Anarchapulco.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Crichton is on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Crichton.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the normalization of diplomatic relations between the federal government of the United States and that of Cuba.
Yeah, this is an interesting topic, and it's getting a lot of press right now.
We did cover it last night, but I'd love to talk about it further, so go ahead.
Yeah, what you didn't talk about last night, I think that what's been overlooked is that President Obama has done this correct thing for a entirely wrong reason.
Okay. And that's what the government does. When they do something correct, it's usually for the wrong reason.
And I think I know what the wrong reason is.
Okay.
I think it's related to a geopolitical play between Russia and the U.S. government, well, Russian government and U.S. government.
Okay.
I found out yesterday that they're having talks, secret talks, for about 18 months, which is about the same period of time that the Ukraine has the federal government of the United States has been messing with Ukraine.
Ukraine.
And I think you got to keep in mind that a lot of geopolitics involves spheres of influence around general areas, and of course, Cuba is really close to the United States. It's only 90 miles away, and the Ukraine is even closer to Russia. And as we mess with their sphere of influence, as our government messes with the government's sphere of influence of Russia, they in turn do it to us. And there have been, not widely reported, events between Russia and Cuba as well, because they never really had bad relations between Russia and Cuba, even though Russia isn't really communist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Cuba really is, they don't really dislike each other. So I think this is Obama's attempt to make friends closer to home as best he can. He's being outplayed in a geopolitical chessboard, and this is his move.
Okay, that seems like a reasonable speculation.
I think it's
reasonable as any other.
I think it's as fine as reason as any for people in Cuba to have a better life. I'm have heard people sort of caterwauling about this, and I have yet to hear a what I consider to be a good reason for
to not loosen a good reason to not listen to restrictions.
Yeah, there's certainly some restrictions that are still in place, and I tend to think that the government, when it gets rid of some restrictions, but keeps other restrictions, that it's picking winners and losers. Like, for instance, if you have five kids, you line them up on the starting line, you tell two of them they can go. And run towards the starting line. The others, they have to wait 10 seconds. The two who got a chance to run are going to do a lot better than the three that had to stay behind.
Crichton, thanks for your call tonight. You know, just to summarize, Mark, from our show last night, because we did bring this topic up, we talked quite a bit about it, and I also threw out that question at that time, a very similar question. Like, if you are in favor of continuing the embargo against Cuba, which, by the way, is still partially continued. There's still travel restrictions, and they've just lessened some of the restrictions at this point, as well as done a prisoner exchange. The Cuban government has also promised to make internet access more available to their people, as well as releasing dozens of their own political prisoners back into Cuba. So there's some interesting things that have happened here, but by no means has the embargo been entirely lifted, although I would like to see that. And so my question was, you know, well, if you are against the lifting of the embargo to any extent, we'd love to hear from you as to why that is. We didn't get much of an intelligent response. I read some of the
Facebook. I hate Obama and stuff.
You know, there was that. So there was just kind of this response that you could presume was coming from the right, that anything Obama does is bad, so that's why we don't like it. And what's he going to do next? Is he going to the kind of the position? We read some of the quotes from some of the talk show hosts out there, like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh. Since no one was bothering to call in and explain it to us, we figured we'd go to the other talk show hosts and see what they were.
Right. Rush Limbaugh has never seen a Democratic president do anything he's liked once.
Right. And so the general viewpoint from the other talk show hosts was, you know, sort of this fear-mongering viewpoint of, my God, everything in the world's changing because of Barack Obama, and what's he going to do next? You know, is he going to make it so that lessen the restrictions on North Korea? You know, that was the kind of response. And then from the
other
side,
I hope they do lessen the restrictions on North Korea, because a Republican president lessened the restrictions on China. And look, you can say whatever you want about the Chinese government, but you can't say that the Chinese people don't have a better life than they did 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Let's go to John. He's in Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hey, John.
Yeah. What about this deal? Who suggested this to Obama to do this?
I don't know. Do you expect me to know that?
Yeah, well, the Pope was over here talking to him a while back, and I don't know if he just told him to do it or suggested it. But,
all right. Let's go into the realm of wild speculation. Let's say the Pope told him to do it.
Well, no, it's being officially reported that the Pope did help sort of broker
the deal. He did say some stuff like that, but popes before him have said that too. I mean, it's no shortage of popes that have said, hey, let's see fewer restrictions, and I think embargoes certainly hurt poor people.
John, if you had more to say, hang on, we can bring it back. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So there was the viewpoint of Obama, it's bad, and then there was another viewpoint. I'll summarize that coming up. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first if you want to do the Skype thing. We'll approve it, and then once it's approved, you'll be easily able to call us up on Skype whenever you darn well please. So, Skype username, lrn.fm. Phone lines are 855-450-FREE.
In Freedom's Cause, it is an incredible audio experience. It is a two CD set that I got recently. I listened to it with my son, Jack, and my wife. We were actually doing some work on the house, and Jack was enthralled. He sat rapt listening to this this audio while, you know, my wife and I worked, and it's really great. What it does is it's the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. It has its own score, which is incredible to think that something besides a movie, that the kind of money to get to create a score was dropped into this.
It can't be cheap.
No, it can't be. And it has huge actors. For instance, James Cosmo from Braveheart, Game of Thrones, Sons of Anarchy, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Gandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, Joanne Froggatt, the head maid gal from Downton Abbey. The lady's maid. She is, she's wonderful. She does this strong female character. This is good for boys and girls. Frankly, it's good for adults and children. I think that history buffs like me, pardon me, are going to be particularly interested in it. But the stories of freedom really resonate with people. They, pardon me, Ian, I've...
Yeah, so Mark's having a tough time over there. Anyway, infreedomscause.com is where you can go to check this thing out and get their family four-pack for half price with our discount code. The code is FTL. That's code FTL over at infreedomscause.com. We, of course, will talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. We were discussing just a moment ago the Cuban/U.S. de-escalation. There's some level of diplomatic goings-on that is happening. They're going to open up an embassy for the United States in Havana. There's some restrictions that are going to be lessened. The embargo itself is not going away. That has to be done by an act of Congress. So Barack Obama apparently has done what he can to advance conversation between the two states. And that may result in, you know, the more ability for people in Cuba to engage in banking activities in the U.S. and vice versa. Fewer travel restrictions, although the bulk of them will still be in play. And I say this is great news. I think this is one of the best things that Barack Obama has done, even if it was, you know, for the wrong reasons. I don't know what his real rationale was.
I don't know the legality of this. I mean, you know, there's Barack Obama's, in my opinion, stepped beyond the roles of the executive and more than one circumstance in the last 7 years or 6 years or how long he's been doing this. And that's, you know, that's what that is. So far, no one's done anything about it. In this circumstance, it's hard for me to get too bent out of shape, even if he did step out of the role, you know, beyond the constitutional role of
Even he's saying that the Congress has to actually repeal
the embargo.
Embargo.
Sure. They do.
So John is on the line here. He was saying that the Pope was involved as well, which there were mainstream media reports saying that. What else did you want to share about that, John?
Well, that was it mainly. Whether
why does that seem relevant to you that the Pope was involved?
Well, because he claims to be the ruler of the Christian world, you know, and the highest authority, and vicarious fill idea means he's in victor, he's in place of the Messiah on earth right now.
Does anybody still believe that nonsense?
Oh, I don't believe it myself either.
No, but does anyone? I'm asking, are there
Catholics? Do they believe that?
What's the percentage of people or Catholics that could possibly believe that the Pope is really much more than a well-studied priest?
Well, the Pope believes it.
And, you think so?
Yeah,
because I don't think he seems very down to earth.
Yeah. Well, he's one of the better ones. What about the one that lasted for 30 days? That was going to get some different changes in there. You know, it was kind of interesting, you know.
Who's this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that recent?
Was that Pope John Paul the first?
A few years back. It might have been 15 or 20 years back. It was one pope just lasted 30 days in there. And,
yeah, I try not to pay too much attention to the Pope.
Well, you weren't alive, probably, or darn close to it. They take old people into this job. They don't want them to actually be able to do much.
John, thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got Al. He's in Bangor in Maine. Hey, Al, you're on Free Talk Live.
You have a very incredibly naive, womanish view of the world. Maybe you can define the word enemy. What does the word enemy...
Sorry, did you say a womanish?
You're nothing but a girl, Ian.
What is that supposed to mean? Are you suggesting all women are naive?
That's beside the point.
I think we know just about everything we need to know about you. Go ahead with your thoughts, Al.
Now, can you define the word enemy for me? What is an enemy?
Sounds like somebody who's arrayed against you.
Yeah, is Cuba an enemy? Would you consider Fidel and Raul Castro enemies?
I think that they're probably enemies to their people, but enemy to me, I don't think they're much of a threat.
They're not.
Yeah, to me, the more enemies are likely in Washington, D.C. They are the ones who are threatening us regularly.
Yes, my dear. And they have North Korean subs possibly carrying
Betty.
Nuclear warheads docking in Cuba. They're a terrorist state.
Now, there are nuclear warheads right here in this country.
What is the, how do you define a terrorist state? Because to me, all states are terrorism.
Well, that's a preposterous idea.
No, it's not. It's the definition of terrorism. No, you are the one calling about definitions. How do you define terrorism?
If you call all nations terrorist states, including the Vatican, Luxembourg, then you lose the idea of terrorism.
Okay, why don't you tell me, since we gave you a definition when you asked us, why don't you tell us what the definition of terrorism is?
Terrorism is violence directed towards a political end.
Mm. Or threats of violence, right?
Yes.
No, mm-hmm. It would be...
Well, I mean, terror isn't really violence. Terror is like what could happen, not what does happen.
Well, it can be violence, and it can be the threat of violence. Now, look, doesn't that define to a T what the state is? Isn't the state an organization that uses violence and the threat of violence toward political ends?
Absolutely not. The
no. Why not?
Stop paying your taxes. See if you don't get a little violence coming your way, buddy.
Boy, you're so naive, Al. You're just so naive.
You know, the Harriet Tubman said that she'd freed 1,000 slaves and she'd have freed 1,000 more if they would have known they were slaves. You don't even know that the organization calling itself the state will throw you in jail if you refuse to participate. You're so willing in your enslavement that, you know, you won't even call it what it is.
Take this mocking tone. The state exists to preserve order. You know, without
that's what the people who work for the state want you to believe.
Al, do you work for the state?
The alternative is anarchy.
Al, do you work for the state?
You don't know what the alternative is. There's no alternative been offered.
Well, now I see why you side with Fidel and Obama, because essentially you're...
I don't side with them. Al, I'm against the state. I don't know how long you've been listening to Free Talk Live, but I consider all states to be the enemy of human freedom.
That's right. You're a leftist, like in the French Revolution.
All right, okay. I'll be a leftist. That's fine by me. I don't really care.
Mark, you're a registered Republican.
I'm an elected Republican. Al's sitting out there lobbing bombs, and he hasn't even done anything.
You remove the state, you have, in essence, mob rule.
I'm pretty sure that's what the state is, Al.
The rule of the jungle. That's why you can say that you love freedom, but you're willing to give money to a person who executes people.
Who's that?
Possessing a Bible. That would be Fidel Castro.
I don't give money to Fidel Castro. I don't even give money to the federal government.
Supporting it.
You don't know a thing about me, Al. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number.
The suggestion is because allowing free people to trade from the United States to Cuba, and that there's, of course, going to be the Cuban monopoly in the way, well, they're going to take the money.
We'll get a cut of it. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com. Code radio, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free to bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please get your shopping taken care of. It is the season for holiday shopping, and it's not too late to get delivery by Christmas if you get your shopping done over through Amazon over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter through shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and, of course, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then it's your regular Amazon shopping experience, what you're used to with the great Super Saver shipping deals and Amazon Prime and all the great reviews, the huge selection. It's all there, the same prices you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon gives us a cut of the sale. It's really a great way to get your shopping taken care of and help Free Talk Live all at once over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's, again, shop.freetalklive.com. Right back into your calls and thoughts. Cuba is on a lot of people's minds today due to the news coming out of Washington, D.C. this week about a de-escalation of the conflict between the United States and Cuba that's been going on now for over 50 years.
Yeah, I don't think you can argue that an embargo is anything but an act of war.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the embargo has yet to be lifted. However, there have been some loosening of restrictions, and I say that's a good thing. The last caller we had was fear-mongering that somehow if people start doing business with folks in Cuba, that that's just going to enrich Fidel Castro, or I guess he's dead. I'm sorry. Raul Castro.
No, he's not dead.
He's not dead?
Not yet.
I thought he was dead. I thought he was dead. I thought he kicked it, like, 2 years ago. I didn't realize that. I apologize. I reported yesterday that Fidel Castro was dead. Raul Castro, who's been in charge of the country for a couple of years, ever since he was on a deathbed, it seemed like, at one time.
He was quite ill, and that's why he turned over rulership. But the, as I understand,
has he been seen in public?
Poking around.
So it's not one of those things where the dear leader is still alive, but hasn't actually been seen in public for
88 years.
So, anyway, the point being that I think it's a good thing because, you know, if you start having products and you start having people cross borders, then ideas go with them. And we can, by trading with and interacting with the people in Cuba, help spread the ideas of freedom over there. I mean, that to me is an invaluable thing to be able to do. The Castro brothers are sitting pretty either way.
Right. You're not going to make their life better or worse by what you do. They have a great life over there. They get what they want because they rule over people like a bunch of parasites.
Sure. Just like any ruling class. Let's go to Steve in Lexington, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I thought Al was going to steal my thunder when he asked for an enemy definition. And I don't like to think of myself as a fearmonger, but I do like to make sure that the sovereignty of America is protected as well as our citizens are protected.
Well, you're already starting out the right way to have a conversation. It doesn't have that sort of condescending, why don't you go ahead and define what an enemy is for me, sound, which is a terrible way to have a conversation about anything. But it makes for good talk radio. Go right ahead.
Well, I'd just like to say, if you just be patient with me for a second, I've got three boys. I use illustrations a lot. But in my mind, I kind of think about a prison illustration. And, you know, you got a bunch of prisoners, and I think if you know anything about the prison system, when
spend 8 years in one.
Okay. Outstanding. I hope it was a guard.
Nope. No, I was a convict.
Oh, nice. Well, and you know the dangers of that particular place when guards are inspecting, and you would agree that prisons are pretty well controlled. And,
yep.
And you're amazed at the things that you can find during inspection of a prisoner's cell. And if you're one of the people that are in charge of the prisoners, you got to make sure your back's not turned. And I think
I've seen lots of guards with their backs turned. I mean, the last person you want to do violence against in a prison is a guard.
Well, absolutely, but it happens. I mean, guards know that they need to be on their game when they're in the prison system.
All right, so how are you going to tie this into Cuba and the United States?
Because I think what Americans tend to do is we turn the blame back on us. And we think, well, why is the embargo in place? It's not Cuba's fault, but I would argue that it is Cuba's fault that the embargo is in place. I
would argue that Cuba doesn't exist. I would argue that there are, a group of people that rule over some poor individuals in an island that is south of Florida.
Well, great. Well, thank you for making that point, because the same people that were in charge when they had Russia's invitation to bring nuclear missiles that were going to be trained on us, the same folks that did that are still the rulers of that country.
Okay.
Which I think it's a good idea that America wants to promote democracy across the world. Now, I would give us a failing mark on when we promote democracy, we don't stick around long enough to make sure it takes root, i.e. Iraq, i.e. Afghanistan. And I think that's a weakness of America is we don't have the stomach to see a mission through.
I don't think it looks anything like a democracy. I don't think America projects on the world anything that looks particularly attractive. It probably looks a lot to them like imperialism.
Well, I think it's very hard. Now, I'm a former military member.
Okay.
So I trained very hard to fight the war in Iraq, and, you know, by God's grace, I didn't have to go do that. However, you know, you're taking somebody that's been under a dictator's thumb, in just like in Iraq, the same in Cuba, and when you hand them freedom, they don't know what to do with it. They need to be walked through the path of what freedom means. And I would say maybe they view it as imperialist, but do you feel like an imperialist by being American?
I'm not an imperialist. I, I don't feel like I refuse to equate myself with the United States government. I believe that the United States government, that Washington, D.C. is a city-state that rules over, that claims to rule over at least the United States, if not the world, in the way that they act and conduct themselves. That the ideals of America are completely undermined by the politicians that inhabit Washington, D.C. So I think that if there ever was a country that embodied the ideas of America, and I'm not sure that that's the case, and maybe this is just stuff that I was taught in school, but if there ever was, then it is gone. It's long gone. That what the United States military is used for these days is to really work for the corporate interests, the people that pay the that give the campaign money to these politicians. That's what it really comes down to is that it's a mercenary force. Smedley Butler, who was a two-time winner of the Medal of Honor, he said as much in his book, War is a Racket, and I don't think it's changed one whit. In fact, I think it's gotten worse.
Right, and I think that's why you hear, and I think I would equate myself pretty close to the Tea Party, is that we do need to make the trudge back to our founding principles of this country. And, that's where we understand that we have a much bigger argument than we're going to solve in a conversation in the radio. But that's what we need to get back to.
Do you think the founding is more embargo, bigger government, or smaller government?
Is an embargo bigger government or smaller government?
Yeah. Is embargo embodied in larger government or smaller government?
In larger government.
There you go. So I think that being a Tea Party member, you should be for smaller government. Therefore, let's get rid of the embargo.
Right, but at the same time, you know, you put your guard down against an enemy, like Al was trying to come up with a definition.
How is selling some product to somebody or buying product from somebody putting your guard down against Fidel Castro?
I go back to my point, is we're putting our guard down against somebody who is already proven by their alliance with Russia and their invitation to mount weapons of mass destruction 80 miles off of our coast.
You're talking about the 60s, right?
I don't know if you noticed.
Do you ever forgive?
I don't know if you ever noticed, but there's all kinds of products that come out of Vietnam and are delivered here to the United States, and they killed, 50,000 U.S. troops a few decades ago. Has the guard been let down? Are we worried about Vietnamese terrorism or whatever it is that you're worried about, whatever fear-mongering you're doing here?
There's a little bit of a bigger pond between us and Vietnam than there is between Cuba and America. But
an enemy's an enemy, right?
But
why does the distance matter? I mean, if they were so dedicated to destroying the U.S. capitalism or whatever it is, then they've done a terrible job by trading with us.
Yeah, I guess the bottom line is we would have to be sold, as an American, I would have to be sold by our politicians that things have changed in Cuba. And
what the hell do the politicians know? They barely know what's going on in Washington, D.C.
They don't read their own bills.
How about we just err on the side of freedom? How's that sound?
Absolutely. I mean, with the old school American attitude is peace through superior firepower.
I'm 100% for that, but there's another old saying, which is when products and services don't cross borders, troops do. So embargoes are an act of war. You'd agree with that, right?
I would to an extent, yes. But okay.
Steve, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it. We got to get some other folks on here, and that's what we're going to do coming up in hour number three. Your calls are on the way. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, somebody earlier said Cuba's a terrorist state. Well, where's all the terrorism against the U.S.? I don't see it. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.